With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump arrives at a Wednesday campaign event in Green Bay, Wisconsin, in a MAGA-themed garbage truck. Mr. Trump said it was in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden. The truck was in response to comments made by President Biden, who called Trump supporters garbage. Nebraska's Republican Senator Deb Fischer says Democrats are pouring millions into her state to support her opponent.
Fischer still holds a small but steady lead over her opponent, Bob Osborne.
But it is hard to fight $20 million.
That's how much Democrats have spent hoping to convince Nebraska voters Osborne is a genuine independent.
Nebraskans are figuring it out.
The latest evidence, Fischer says, a fundraising letter in which Osborne promised supporters he'll caucus with the Democrats, just like Bernie Sanders.
He has shown his true colors here, which we have known all along.
Nebraska, the latest state where Democrats are desperate to flip a GOP seat in hopes of holding on to their thin majority in the U.S. Senate. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, reports are circulating that Iran is still engaged in plots to assassinate former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Congressional leaders received a notification from the State Department last week. The report states that Iran is also working to assassinate former U.S.-Iran envoy Brian Hook. Former President Donald Trump said Iran has also attempted to assassinate him. Pompeo, Hook, and former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton remain under U.S. protection due to the ongoing threats. Politico previously reported Iran has a hit list of former Trump administration officials and aides. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Leftist Labour Party government in Britain is facing accusations of a cover-up over a mass stabbing at a children's dance party after the suspects charged with terror offenses. The British government and British media said any talk of terrorism was misinformation. Now we've learned that 18-year-old Axel Rudakabana, a second-generation Rwandan immigrant, is facing terror charges for producing the deadly toxin ricin. This is SRN News. A famous church will be rebuilt.
Officials at First Baptist Dallas have unveiled plans for the reconstruction of their historic sanctuary, which was destroyed earlier this year by fire. The new building, which will be raised on the foundations of the old one, will feature a larger steeple and stained glass windows. Restoring the 1890s red brick building will cost nearly $100 million and will begin in January. At the time of the fire, the sanctuary was only used for ceremonial events. Worship takes place in a much larger adjacent building. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Republican group is undertaking a new effort this year to do door-to-door outreach to those Jewish voters who have a history of backing GOP candidates. The Republican Jewish Coalition is focusing on five battleground states to boost President Trump over Kamala Harris in the November 5th election. Surveys show that Jewish people vote Democrat most of the time, but the group is hoping that enough door-knocking will change that. This is SRN News. A U.S. bankruptcy judge approves a sale of Tupperware brands.
The move paves the way for the iconic food storage company to soon exit from Chapter 11 protection. The transaction is still subject to closing conditions. Under terms of the deal, a group of lenders is buying Tupperware's brand name and various operating assets for $23.5 million in cash and more than $63 million in debt relief. Going forward, customers will still be able to purchase Tupperware products online and through the company's decades-old network of independent sales consultants. John Scott reports.
Spirit Airlines is getting ready to sideline hundreds of pilots. A company spokesperson tells Reuters the discount airline will furlough 330 pilots January 31st as part of a cost-cutting move. This comes as after 186 pilots were furloughed last month. Spirit Airlines failed to report a profit in five of its last six quarters. More details at srnnews.com.